This week on SJN, the foster care team will be talking about the inequality Black children face within the system and the disproportionate rates at which they are evicted from foster homes. We will provide insight into the blind removal pilot program, as well as how Los Angeles County and UCLA have been implementing this in their government. Black children are disproportionately present in the foster care system. Although they make up about 14% of children, they represent around 22 to 23% of children in foster care, and they are removed from their homes at excessively high rates. Black families are more likely to be labeled as neglectful because of their overrepresentation in impoverished communities. Schools, hospitals, and law enforcement agencies are more likely to report Black families, increasing investigation rates. Legal definitions of neglect and lack of preventive resources led to removals even when families need assistance, not separation. Research suggests that even when comparing children at similar risk of future maltreatment, Black children are more likely to be removed and placed in foster care. Disparities in housing, healthcare, and employment contribute indirectly by increasing the consistency with which they come in contact with the system. This overrepresentation persists even when accounting for poverty and neighborhood factors. The implementation of the Blind Removal Pilot Program addresses racial disparities within the foster care system. The initiative removes the identifying information such as race, ethnicity, and locational data from deliberation materials during removal decisions, with the intention to reduce bias when deciding whether to remove a child from their home. The order of deliberation goes as follows. Redaction. Clerks redact any information that could reveal the child's race from the case file. Blind Removal Meeting. A committee of child welfare professionals reviews the redacted case information. Consensus decision. The committee, with input from the initial investigator, reaches a consensus on whether to file a court petition for removal, deciding without knowing the family's racial background. Problems caused by the system. These issues lead to unstable educational outcomes for these children. A UCLA study of Black youth in foster care found that only about 51% of Black foster youth graduated from high school on time, if at all. Suspensions are also much more common among Black youth. They were suspended at a rate of 17% compared to 2% for the general student population in Los Angeles County. Due to these issues, they feel discouraged from going to school, causing chronic absenteeism. The chronic absent rate for Black foster youth in LA County was 34%, which is significantly above the district average. Though it is important to mention that this program is not perfect, removing identifiers may sometimes obscure relevant information. Mental health effects. Children of color in foster care, especially Black and Indigenous youth, often face worse physical health outcomes, more developmental delays, chronic illnesses, and face more barriers to accessing care. There are also disparities in psychosocial, mental health, educational, and employment outcomes, especially for older youth leaving care or aging out. A good representation of this is the meta-regression study that found that those of color in foster care have lower odds of employment or substantial earnings in comparison to white peers. Outcomes after foster care. A study by the National Youth in Transition Database finds that even after existing state care, African American youth are less likely to be employed and are more likely to report incarceration. How can we overcome this issue? We can offer more support for families to reduce risk factors such as poverty, housing instability, substance use, mental health, etc., so that removal is less often required. We can require training to reduce implicit bias in decision-making, clear guidelines, oversight, and accountability. We can have child welfare professionals who reflect the communities they serve. There should be more consistent definitions or thresholds for neglect versus abuse, alongside more transparency and removal criteria is needed. Racial disparities in foster care is not only a question of fairness, but also linked to long-term outcomes for children and a health, education, economic, and stability standard. Overuse of removal burdens families unnecessarily, and underusing removal can also harm children who are actually at risk. Disparities affect both overplacement and underprotection depending on context. The Blind Removal Initiative is a promising but partial reform. Data shows striking disproportionality in child welfare driven by intersecting factors. Poverty, bias, and institutional structure. To achieve real equity, we must combine procedural fairness with social and economic supports that stabilize families before crisis. Systemic transparency and continuous evaluation will be key.